Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, Apple Card has added yet another 3% daily cash partner, this time making the first expansion to restaurants. Panera Bread has announced that Apple Card users can get 3% daily cash back when they pay with Apple Pay in the Panera Bread app, on the web, or in cafe. As Panera Bread points out in its announcement, this is the first time that a restaurant has signed on to offer 3% Apple Card rewards. Apple Card offers 1% daily cash on all transactions, 2% on all Apple Pay transactions, and 3% on deals through select retailers. The full list of places where you can get 3% cash back with Apple Card includes Exxon and Mobil gas stations, Nike, Panera Bread, Apple, T-Mobile, Walgreens, Uber, and Uber Eats. Apple Card daily cash is issued at the end of every day, and it appears directly via your Apple Cash card in the Wallet app on your iPhone. You can then transfer this money to your bank, apply it to your Apple Card balance, or use it to fund Apple Cash transactions with friends and family. In other news, it was reported at the end of last week that President Trump was set to ban TikTok and force the sale of its United States operations. Microsoft was named as an interested party, but Trump didn't like the idea initially. Now it looks like Trump might be open to entertaining a Microsoft acquisition of TikTok, and WeChat could also be another Chinese app that's banned in the United States. Reports about the White House looking into banning TikTok and other Chinese-based apps have been floating around for several weeks. Trump is expected to make a formal announcement soon, but in the meantime, Microsoft has shared a public update on its interest in buying TikTok's United States business. According to Microsoft, Trump is open to the potential acquisition of TikTok, but he wants the deal to move quickly. As such, Microsoft has committed to completing the discussions with TikTok parent company ByteDance, one way or the other, by September 15th. Microsoft also emphasized that if it does indeed acquire TikTok, it would build on the experience that TikTok users have become familiar with, while also adding world-class security, privacy, and digital safety precautions. Furthermore, United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also added that Tencent's WeChat service could be part of the Chinese ban in the United States. In light of these threats by the United States government, Reuters now reports that two Chinese papers backed by the government are raising the prospect of some kind of retaliation against United States companies doing business in China. In the past, China has threatened retaliations against Apple over the United States' actions towards Huawei. Apple would again be the logical target here in response to the WeChat and TikTok bans, given the company's size in China. But what exactly happens remains to be seen, and Microsoft has said it won't provide another update until a deal is reached or discussions break down. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9to5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. People love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. You can get your work done in half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love, drag and drop, integration with other apps, and much more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans and not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. But 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% on all full-featured Direct Mail plans. Head over to directmailmac.com/9to5 to see how Direct Mail can help your business grow. Apple has completed its own acquisition, acquiring a startup, MobiWave Incorporated, that developed technology to turn iPhones into mobile payment terminals. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Apple has completed the acquisition and it's worth around $100 million. Apple confirmed the deal with its standard statement about its acquisition strategy. The company said, quote, "Apple buys smaller technology companies from time to time, and we do not disclose our purpose or plans, end quote. MobiWave describes its technology as a way to seamlessly accept credit card payments with a tap on your phone. Essentially, what this means is that a shopper could simply tap their credit card or smartphone on the back of another smartphone to process a payment. It basically turns every iPhone or Android phone into an NFC-capable payment terminal. The demonstration on the MobiWave website shows the process in three steps. First, input the transaction amount into the MobiWave app. Second, tap the credit card onto the back of your device. And third, the payment is processed. There are a variety of ways Apple could incorporate this technology into the iPhone. It could be a way for Apple to expand its Apple Pay platform and compete with Square's point-of-sale platform. Furthermore, Apple Card debuted last year, and MobiWave's technology could integrate into that ecosystem, including the Apple Wallet app. The news of the MobiWave acquisition comes after Apple CEO Tim Cook talked about Apple's strategy for acquiring other companies. In an effort to differentiate Apple from other tech companies that might focus on acquiring competitors, Cook emphasized that Apple's goal when it acquires a company is to eventually implement that technology into the iPhone. For example, over the years, Apple has acquired a variety of AI companies to help improve Siri, while other acquisitions have laid the groundwork for features like Apple Maps. In fact, one of Apple's most recent acquisitions was DarkSky, a weather app that now serves as the basis of new features in the weather app on iOS 14. So with all of that in mind, it's clear to see how Apple could eventually incorporate the MobiWave technology into the iPhone. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.